All right, well, this guy spent all summer working with Coach Sisk over at Vanderbilt, getting in condition for football season. Of course, we're talking about the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher. What's going on this morning?
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Did indeed. You?
Good, yeah. Spent the weekend. It was move-in weekend down in Tuscaloosa, so had some quality time down there with the family, moving things in, getting ready for a sophomore year down there.
Coach Saban come over and say hey?
Yeah, he came over, gave us a pep talk, and
helped move some boxes.
Had a pretty significant security group with him, but it was all right.
he get free books?
No, there was no. They pretty much stopped that. We were too late.
Yeah, if only he could have been there a couple years sooner.
We just missed it.
Telling how much money you could have saved.
That's true.
All right, Joe. Well, Commodores report this week, and practice gets underway on Friday.
Looking forward to it. Bobby Johnson made kind of his last vacation-like trip before the practices begin on Friday. Went up and visited the Chicago Bears training camp, and of course he knows half of the Chicago Bears personally, and it's great to have in fact, there's a great picture on our website, vucommodores.com, of Bobby and the five Vanderbilt players on that Bears squad. So that's a really cool thing to see, and a nice little story there. And so had a little bit of time to spend in Chicago with his wife Catherine, and then back for work this week to get ready for the guys to report and start sorting things out a bit. It'll be here before we know it.
Joe, baseball, a couple of good pitching performances. First of all, David Price on Friday against Kansas City, and then Jeremy Sauer Saturday against the Tigers. Nice to see.
It sure was. And you kind of mentioned, Mark, David tends to pitch very well at home. He's had some troubles on the road, and it was kind of a nice seven-inning performance from David. Jeremy, another steady performance. And I look, Jensen Lewis got in last night, the final inning in Cleveland's win. So, glad to see him back up. He had done so well at Columbus. I mean, he had struck out, I think, something like 30 in 17 or 18 innings of relief work there. And so he's gotten himself back up. So hopefully those good pitching performances will continue. You know, I think David needed that maybe for a little bit of a confidence boost, because he'd given up a little bit more than he had been accustomed to recently.
Joe, and to put a cap on the U.S. national team that Sonny Gray was a part of, I mean, he ended up with just outstanding numbers from that deal.
Yeah, he sure did. And the combination, and being a combination guy as a starter and a reliever, you know, a terrific ERA, you know, got a couple of wins. But the experience has got to be really something special for him. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that translates to him on the field here back in Nashville and in the SEC. But as you guys know, Sonny is one of those guys that came in as a freshman out of Smyrna and has confidence. He wants the ball. He wanted it from day one. You know, there were a number of times during the course of this past season when he would pitch, you know, several innings in a day, say on a Friday game or a Saturday game, and he wanted the ball again on Sunday in relief, you know. And Derek Johnson and Tim Corbin had to kind of say, you know what, you know, we're thinking long term here. Although we'd like to have you for an inning, it's not a good idea. You pitched five innings yesterday. But he's that kind of guy. So I'm just curious to see how this international experience and the success of it will carry over for him this coming year.
And Joe, as we finish up here, a new addition to the women's basketball coaching staff, correct?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. Tom Garrick has come in from Rhode Island, and it's a great addition. He's got some longtime experience. He's got some head coaching experience as well. Replaces Lisa Sermignano, who left to go to Illinois. So Melanie has her staff filled out now.
Joe, nice little story about how Derek Johnson, you know, really helped clean up Jack Armstrong's pitching motion, and that's one of the reasons why he's had such a great year in the Cape Cod League.
Yeah, Derek, I think baseball people know it. I'm just not sure that, you know, the public knows just what a quality pitching coach Derek is, but the numbers don't lie. And if you look at the number of pitchers that have come through the Vanderbilt program in these past few years that have advanced to the professional level and to the major league level, I mean, it's a pretty staggering number. You know, the thing is, they have the ability to bring in guys, and they can kind of gauge guys and say, okay, this guy comes in and he throws 85, 87 miles an hour with some pretty good technique. We can work on him through the course of his time at Vanderbilt, probably get him up another few miles an hour in velocity, but not, you know, hurt his technique, actually improve his technique, make him a better pitcher. And that's what's happened with a number of these guys. Of course, you know, David Price comes in, he's a phenom. You still have to work with him, still have to develop him. But he's done a marvelous job of developing some of these other guys who have gone on to have a shot to play as well.
Speak with you again tomorrow. Thanks,
Joe. See you tomorrow, guys. All right.